Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2:01 on a Tuesday afternoon. Joe Giglio in for John Marks on, yes, a trade day here. Sports Radio 94 WIP, along with Ike Reese, along with Trey Thomas. Welcome on in. We got a lot to do today. Ike?
What up, Joe G?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's up there, Trey? Trey day.
Hey, I am feeling fantastic.
It's a trade day.
Yes.
We're feeling
good.
Beautiful
sunny day.
It's great out there today.
Yeah.
One of the nicest days of the early summer so far.
Uh-huh.
Great day. We got a lot to talk about this afternoon. We will have This Day in 2008 coming up a little later on, the Ike Juice Hotline. A lot to do, and we have a couple major show announcements revolving around Eagles stuff happening on this show. That's coming up in just a little bit, and we'll get the latest on LeBron, and we'll make our pitches, three-word pitches to LeBron today, as it feels like this thing might move fast with LeBron.
Yeah.
As the stories are out there, he might sign maybe by July 4th. So we'll get to LeBron here in a few minutes. Let's start with last night. Philly's lost, like you and I were at the park.
Yep.
The story, though, today isn't about the game. It isn't about a 4-2 game.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the crowd last night.
Uh-oh.
And I think you and I sensed it yesterday.
We saw it at 5:30, 5 o'clock.
I couldn't get out. I couldn't walk out because it was just Yankees fans in the concourse.
Yeah.
It was overrun by Yankees fans last night. And it was pretty loud, Yankees fans. It felt, guys, last night like a road game for the Phillies or a neutral site game. That didn't feel like a Phillies home game. And it is, in a sense, it's disappointing because the Phillies came in last night, four straight series wins. It is a good team that's trying to find their way to becoming really good. I knew there'd be Yankees fans. We saw it with our own eyes.
Yep.
But it was disappointing last night to see just how many Yankees fans bought these tickets.
Yeah. I mean, we've become the city that goes to other cities and take over their stadiums because their home fan support isn't there. It's lacking.
Yep.
And we typically come in and take advantage of that. And I know that often is with the Eagles because there's only so many games to go see of the Eagles. But we talked about it yesterday. We saw it with Spike and the rights to Ricky Sanchez people when they went up to Milwaukee. I heard the guys on the way in here talking about, the Flyer fans really going out to Vegas and taking over one of those games against the Knights out there when the Flyers played out there. But for some reason with the Phillies yesterday, and this is a good baseball team, it was a real good opportunity for us to go toe-to-toe with another passionate fan base. Now, New York has always been the rival city to me. I've been here 20 years. I know how we feel about the Boston Celtics, the Dallas Cowboys, the New England Patriots. I get all of it. I get all of it.
Yeah, Boston's easy
Pittsburgh,
to hate.
Penguins, yeah. I get all of it. But to me, being about 90 minutes away from New York and really having a little bit of an inferior complex, I'm used to dealing with that. Trey went to Florida State. He didn't go to Florida. Like, if you went to Florida, you would have an inferior complex against Florida State and the University of Miami. Mm. I went to Michigan State, so there's an inferior complex when it comes to the University of Michigan.
You're used to this.
Yes. I thrive off of it. You know what I mean? It's what drives me. So I get that same feeling with New York, and it's always why New York has always been the top rival as far as I'm concerned. They're so close. So to see that yesterday, to watch the game yesterday, to hear these Yankee fans, let's go Yankees, I get it. We were actually being no hit through five innings
which
yesterday.
Doesn't help.
Because
if anyone's going to be loud, it's not going to be Phillies fans last night.
So I understand why our fans wasn't really all that loud, but that was a tight game, and it would have been nice to see, even with the fans that showed up yesterday, it would have been nice to see us have a little bit more bite and a little bit more comeback when – they could sense they were there. They had to sense that they were being overtaken by the Yankee crowd. They had to sense that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can sit on TV and hear it and tell the difference. The fans that were there had to know, whoa, sounds like we're outnumbered up in here.
It does. And it felt like they were outnumbered. Trey, I think this is starting to become, I'm starting to get worried about this in terms of this year with this team. I'm starting to wonder when.
Worried from a fan perspective?
I'm wondering when the fans are coming back.
Oh, okay, I got you now. Yeah.
Last
not
night,
worried about the team.
Not
you
the
mean
team.
Worried about the,
worried
like,
about
the
fan
support.
When are they coming back this
right.
year? And look, if you can't afford tickets, you can't afford tickets. Not everyone goes to games. A lot of fans, and I know Phillies fans are passionate. They're watching. They're listening on here on WIP. I just wonder when they're coming back. Right now, Trey, and this is including last night because they was a sold-out crowd, the Phillies are 19th in attendance among 30 teams, and they're behind the last-place Padres out in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And all the teams behind them, only one has a winning record. So everyone behind them on the list of attendance are losing teams, which I get it. If you're a losing team, fans aren't going to...
We're a winning team.
It's a winning team, and the only time there's people in the building last night is because, well,
The
Yankees are here.
And I mean, that's a big game, you know, and I think it's, even though you know that that it's the other team whose fans that are there, I think it's a good experience for the players, though, to have that environment, that atmosphere, to hear that
crowd.
Because a lot of the things that was post-game was just talking about how the energy, how it felt like a playoff run, and then Gabe put a nice positive spin on it as well.
Of course he did.
That's what he does.
You know, he put a very positive spin on it. And it was just like, hey, it was really good for the guys to get that playoff atmosphere type of feel. And I think to answer your question, I think the fans are going to start coming once this team continues. I mean, even though I'm a fan of the team now, I never was a baseball guy coming up. But now, you know, getting into it, I'm starting to watch it more, and I'm starting to pay attention to it more. I enjoy the game now. But I think the true fans are going to start coming back as the guys continue to put up wins and they start continue to understand what Gabe is out there putting out there.
What worried me last night wasn't so much that I knew Yankees fans were coming. They're going to be there tonight again.
Yeah, of course,
I didn't hear Phillies fans. When I was watching on TV last night or listening in the car, whenever I heard something, it was a pro-Yankees thing, right? Something good happened for the Yankees. And you said it, Ike. Early in the game, the Phillies didn't get a hit. And so it's hard to get the crowd into the game, the ones that are there, without a hit or without a base run or anything like that. It just sounded like it was a pro-Yankee crowd. Not so much that they were there, but they overtook the stadium last night. 888-729-9494.
That won't happen at night.
I hope it doesn't.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
You know what? I hope today and the way the conversation today starts to change it.
Yeah.
Because I know Gabe said last night he heard the Phillies fans. I didn't hear him. I heard a lot of Yankees fans in that building last night. Listen, let's go to the phone lines. Chris is in Nazareth. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Chris.
I was at the game last night, and there was a bunch of us that, you know, diehards here that were giving it back to him. But I saw a lot. What made me sick was there was too much lovey-dovey between Phillies fans and Yankee fans. And it was no playoff. There was no playoff atmosphere. Maybe the Yankees manager, he managed the game like a real manager should. He had a guy lay down a great bunt. He changed his pitchers when he should have. You know, our manager doesn't know how to move runners. We don't bunt the ball properly. We leave Adam Morgan can't get a guy out. And when they started cheering, there was like a handful of us in my section that were, you know, answering back. But It was sad.
Well, there you go. You were in the building last night, I think I said. Chris, to be fair, though, he's managing the best roster, one of the two or three best rosters in the league. Gabe Kapler's not managing that kind of roster.
Well, it doesn't matter. When you have to generate runs, there's things that you have to do in the game of baseball. Moving runners, bunting the ball. He doesn't do these things. I don't want to hear people giving him a pass. This team, when he was hired, this was not a rebuild. This was a team that was ready to contend for a playoff spot, whether it be a wild card or whatever. Okay.
Well, I disagree with that. I mean, they hired him after a 66-win season. They made moves after he got here. The team he inherited in October,
regardless of how many wins they had guys in place. Okay, guys that showed up at the end of the season last year to show that this team was ready to take the next step. They went and got Arrieta. Okay.
Right, but you said that when he was hired. Those guys weren't here when he was hired. That's what I'm saying.
I understand that.
Okay.
But going into it.
Chris, let me ask you this, though. When you look at this team, would you say they underachieved? They're right where they are expected to be, or are they overachieved?
They're underachieving right now.
They're underachieving.
Chris, come on.
They could be a better team.
Okay.
They had better players.
Okay,
sure,
that's fair, but that doesn't mean they're...
And you know what? There's no accountability issue either. Rice Hopkins strikes out the ball.
Reese.
The ball rolls away. He stands there and looks at it.
Well, he got some accountability last night from some guy in the crowd. Glad you brought that up.
Yeah, let's move to that.
Chris, we appreciate the call. Here's the thing. Last night, Yankees come in. Big stage, big game. Everyone's paying attention. And yet the story after the game is Reese Hoskins. So last night, if you missed it, Reese Hoskins struck, I think it was the seventh or the eighth inning. He didn't notice the ball got away from the catcher, and he didn't run. We've seen this before. Guys, sure. This happens. Yep. He should have run. Yeah. And then I did notice, I felt like he did see it then, but he knew he was dead.
Wasn't gonna, yeah.
And then he didn't hustle. I think that bothered people. He should have run. Mm-hmm. But he walked back to the dugout, and it was a Phillies fan. Because there was some debate last night, guys, whether it was a Yankee fan or a Philly fan. Someone chirped at him from the crowd.
Yeah.
And he yelled back and told the guy to go home, or you try to hit. I was trying to read his lips.
Yeah.
He can't do that.
I think he said both of them.
I mean, but that was his comeback, though.
He can't do it.
It was like, go home.
Right, that wasn't a manly comeback?
I mean,
could have been a little more.
Could have been a little bit more aggressive. You know?
Well, he could have said something worse.
If you're going to waste all this energy to go and step back out of the dugout, right. To go and confront someone,
right.
Go home.
Okay. I feel you there.
You know.
But Joe and I would say, let's not even do that in the first place.
Yeah, no, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. So don't even waste the energy. Just stay in the dugout.
It's just a bad, it's not, yeah. It's a no win.
I know. Yeah, it's not good.
Did you guys ever want to yell at a fan? Did someone ever yell at you?
Oh, I did yell at fans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you knew what he was doing.
Oh, yeah.
We got booed a couple times.
It's different with football. Yeah. Though, I'm telling you. Know. Yeah. It's more of
a yelling atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's almost accepted. This is back in the day before they even started giving you, before officials could give you penalties.
Right.
For unsportsmanlike conduct. Mm-hmm. Oh, we give it to the refs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give it bad to the refs.
Yeah.
Like, and then they didn't have technicals to give you.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not like basketball. There's nothing they could do.
Yeah.
So,
get a warning. Stern warning.
But with that, I the biggest reason why I don't think he should have came out of it, obviously, you're never going to win. No. A PR battle when you're arguing with fans. But sometimes, let's face it, now Trey and I being former athletes, I'm not going to completely come down on Reese Hoskins.
You get what he went through last night. He was frustrated.
But the problem is that this isn't a fan getting on you for what looks like no cause. So they see you don't hustle, they're going to jump your bones a little bit. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Exactly.
Now, if it's something where a fan is just being obnoxious and is just constantly riding me or what have you, oh, I'm going to give it back to you.
Exactly.
And he did last
night.
Yeah,
I'm going to give it back. Yeah. Well, he could at least let it go for another inning or two if the fan had kept it going. And then I would have understood the explanation at the end. Oh, this guy's been riding me for a couple innings. I ignored it as long as I could. Then I got tired of hearing it.
He actually came back out of the dugout to do it.
He did.
It's a no win. And he apologized after the game.
He was frustrated.
Yeah.
Frustrated.
Because he got caught slipping.
Yeah. I think it's over now. I don't think this is going to be a thing with him. I'm not worried about this. But
this isn't Odubel. This isn't a label. He doesn't get a label.
I don't think so.
He doesn't get a label.
Well, I will say this.
That's a whole other topic.
I will say this. If Odubel did the same thing last night, the city would have melted down.
I love the people who will tweet me, right?
Uh-huh.
Because they feel like I'm the representative on the air.
Okay.
So when I get the racial tweets,
okay.
Where it's like, oh, so we're not going to call Reese Hoskins out for not hustling the first base.
Okay.
If it was J-Roll, if it was Odubel, it'd be...
Put it on you.
Yeah, so they come to me.
Because you're the voice of the people.
Yeah, yeah, so...
Okay.
I'll call him out. He should have run, and he can't yell at the crowd.
Here's my comeback. It doesn't bother me when Odubel or J-Roll does it, and that didn't bother me last night.
Yeah.
So
staying consistent.
I mean, it is what it is. But I get why it does bother some people.
Yeah. It's a no win.
Yeah. He should have been hustling.
Yeah, I think we all agree on that. Yeah. He should have been hustling. He didn't.
He's mad, man.
Yeah. He was pissed.
He was frustrated.
Yeah.
And yelling at the crowd. Even if the crowd's being a jerk to him, you can't do it. Trey says you can.
See, sometimes we feel the urge to.
Just sometimes, man. I mean, you know. Sometimes you got to fire back.
Well, he did. 888-729.
I don't consider that a fire back. He went in and had a conversation. Hey, man, you go home.
It's actually pretty funny when you think about what he said. Just go home.
Just go home. You try to hit.
That one better. Yeah, you try to hit. Because you know what? That guy can't hit in the crowd.
No, you wouldn't even get close to the ball.
We know some guys that would have called you all sorts of things.
Oh, man.
Oh, it could have been worse.
Have it. Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. But instead, he told him to go home.
888-729-9494. #9494 to hop on in. We come back. Your phone calls. The Phillies right now are teetering towards the bottom third in attendance. They are in playoff position as of yesterday. Last night, there's actually people there, but it's all Yankee crowd. I'm starting to get worried about this. Does it bother you, or are you just kind of saying, look, you're not ready to go back yet? 888-729-9494. We'll talk about that. We have two major show announcements as well regarding the Eagles as it pertains to this show, to Marks and Reese. We'll talk about that coming up on the other side, and the latest on the LeBron James sweepstakes, all coming up. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.